Arming teachers. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by ZipRecruiter. Carl Donaldson teaches science at a rural school in Colorado, and he carries a gun to class.
How long have you been a science teacher here?
This is my third year.
What kind of gun is on you?
It's a Glock, 9mm.
Where is your firearm?
It's why I wear boots.
And your cowboy boot. You didn't used to wear boots?
No.
Arming teachers seems to be the president's latest go-to idea. And why not? It could stop an attack. It might even improve discipline in the meantime. You're probably not going to lip off to a teacher who keeps a Glock in his boot. But notice, Mr. Donaldson doesn't just have to pass a background check. He has to pass a 3-day firearms course and get a psychological examination, and every semester he has to go to the gun range to requalify. Leading me to wonder, why should that only apply to teachers who carry guns? This idea of the good guy with a gun, does it just mean some guy with a good heart? No, it means a guy who's good with a gun. Having good intentions isn't enough. Witness the armed Parkland security guard who did nothing. So why can't that be the compromise, that every gun owner needs to be trained like Mr. Donaldson, and then you get a certificate saying, good guy. And without that certificate, you'd be a potential bad guy. And then anyone in your family, for any reason, could legally gather up your guns and take them the f*** down to the police station. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.